Unit 2.3. Exercise 7, page 43.
In the shadow of Vesuvius. Over 4,000 years ago, and long before burying Pompeii under ashes, Mount Vesuvius erupted and devastated the region of Naples in Italy. According to certain geologists and archaeologists, we need to take a look at the past to prevent a similar disaster in the future. The young woman was hard at work, tending the crops that were her family's livelihood. Suddenly, she straightened up and looked around her. Something was not right. She spotted an older man, perhaps her uncle, who was working a short distance away. Focused on his task, he had not seemed to notice anything strange or unusual. Then they heard a thunderous roar, like the coming of the end of the world. Instantly, the woman and man began running. Approximately 3,780 years ago, and not for the last time, the Italian volcano Mount Vesuvius erupted. For the thousands of inhabitants living within a 10-mile radius of the mountain, the eruption meant almost certain death. Many of these locals chose to run towards what is now the modern-day town of Avellino. Unfortunately, this decision led them directly into the eruption's fury. Rocks pelted down onto their heads from the skies above, and ash filled the air, which made it more and more difficult to breathe. The sun was blocked out and it became very dark. In an attempt to escape from the nightmare, the young woman and older man desperately ran up a nearby hill. Instinctively, they thought that if they could only make it to the top, they would find safety in a grove of trees that grew there. The incline seemed to become steeper and steeper. Their lungs felt as though they would burst. First the man, then the woman, fell to the ground, gasping for air. The woman covered her face with her hands in order to shield herself from the ever-thickening ash. When her remains were discovered in December 1995, the woman was still in this position. While drilling test holes for a proposed gas pipeline, Italian archaeologists found her near-perfectly preserved body, which was lying on a bed of pumice stone. Not long after, during further excavation, the scientists came across a second skeleton. It was that of the older man who had tried to escape with the young woman. He too, in a last desperate attempt at life, had shielded his mouth and nose with his hands. The two bodies now lie in the Museum of Anthropology at the University of Naples. After the remains had been found, anthropologist Pierre Patrone and volcanologist Giuseppe Mastrolorenzo were called in. According to this pair of experts, the final resting spots of the two victims provided perfect evidence for when their deaths and the eruption that had caused them had occurred. Patrone and his colleague were given exactly 2 afternoons to remove the bodies from the site. Using all their skills, the men managed to accomplish their task in the short time they had been allotted. It was the remains of these two unfortunate beings that led to the setting up of a project which is aimed at investigating Mount Vesuvius's deadly history. Working together over the past 10 years, volcanologists, anthropologists, and archaeologists from all over Italy are on a quest for more information. This team of professionals needs to find proof which will show that there will indeed be further eruptions. Without concrete evidence that Vesuvius is a disaster waiting to happen, their warnings will fall on deaf ears. Petrone and Mastrolorenzo continue to scour the area surrounding Naples, collecting data based on their findings from various excavation sites and the remains they contain. Their investigations provide background for what happened on that terrible day almost 4 millennia ago. For, as far as Petrone and Mastrolorenzo are concerned, it is not a question of if Vesuvius will erupt again, but rather when.